We previewed this yesterday for you, and of course Gisele Pellico did take to the stand yesterday to testify in the landmark trial of her husband and the many men that he invited into their home to rape her. Antonia's here. She's been looking through the papers to see what they're saying about it.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with these inside pages of Le Parisien, where they've got this image of her giving her testimony and the quotation, "How could you betray me like this?" That's her addressing her husband. You also have a quotation further down saying, "I've been preparing for this for 4 years, this being the trial, but I still don't understand why." However, it's not just sadness that the papers are picking up on. There's also an absolute clarion cry on the front page of Libération. You have her face that has become famous around the world in recent weeks. And this quotation that says, "No anger nor hatred, but determined to change this society." On the inside pages, you have a fuller account of her testimony in which she addresses her husband, her former husband now by name, calling him Dominique. She says, "We shared our lives for 50 years. She said he was an attentive father. And she looks back on times in their marriage that are now very chilling memories to hear her speaking about. She refers to meals he made her, times he brought her ice cream during the half-time break of the football match he was watching. Now, in retrospect, she realises that those were the moments in which he drugged her. She says she's seen women testify how excellent and decent their husbands, sons and fathers are. And she said she had the same thing at home. And the rapist is not someone you meet at night in a car park. He can be in your family or among your friends. It also made front pages elsewhere in the world. This is the front page of The Guardian today, where we've got that same quotation, "We must change society." And on their inside pages, they have a rundown of the various accused. You can see that what's been commented on a lot by people who were present is the enormous number of accused, the way they so outnumber the victim. And of course, it is a group that spans all kinds of skilled and unskilled types of jobs, people that have a record of sexual and sexist violence and people who don't. Many of them are fathers, not all. Some are young, some are old, some highly educated, some not. Not all are heterosexual, but what most of them have in common is that few of them admit that they had any intent to rape Gisele Pellico, and they point the finger of blame at the husband, Dominique Pellico.
Now, Antonia's found a long read for us next. This is in El País. It gives us an idea of the astronomical human and environmental as well cost of illegal gold mines. This is in Ghana, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ghana is, of course, the biggest gold producer in Africa. In the front page of the El País website, they have this piece, "The Gold Rush Poisoning the El Dorado of the Ghanaian Jungle." Now, this is the story of illegal gold mines springing up where there are extremely impoverished communities, very few options for work. This is the kind of unclean hellscape that that creates. And what the article explains is how these mining practices have unleashed mercury, cyanide, lead, cadmium and nickel into the rivers. Extremely toxic, a huge problem for public health. It means there isn't good quality water for drinking or even for washing. It's leading to extremely widespread Yaw's disease, which is a skin disease. This woman is 31 and she has 5 children. She says 3 out of the 5 suffer from Yaw's disease. It's a disease that causes painful ulcers on the skin. And she's only able to wash them once a week due to the scarcity of clean water. The article also explains that this is a vicious cycle. The polluted water obviously disperses into the landscape, and that affects the other main economic activity, which is cocoa farming. And of course, as mining pollutes the water, affects the harvest, that makes that activity less profitable, while also doing this enormous environmental damage. Experts say as well that if the money produced by this trade stayed in the country, they'd be a leading world power. As it is, the natural resource evaporates and disappears and leaves very little trace and certainly not economic benefit.
Now, do you know your ancient Egypt is the next question. If you do, you will know that cats were sacred in ancient Egypt, but it's a dog who's been scaling the pyramids of Giza.
That's quite right, Stuart. So this is the story of Apollo. Now, a paraglider was flying above the pyramids of Giza. And imagine his surprise when atop this pyramid, he catches a glimpse of a stray dog seemingly barking at or hunting birds. Now, apparently, you can get a look at him there. Slightly shaky footage. That's the problem with when you get paragliders filming the tops of pyramids. Obviously, delighted by what he's seen. Dozens of stray dogs, hang around this pyramid complex of Giza. This particular family, has made that pyramid their home. And this article in the Washington Post has spoken to a charity that works with improving conditions of stray dogs and also trying to avoid them causing public health issues. And they leave food out at the bottom of the pyramid and the dogs all gather around to eat it. They also try to provide vaccinations and neuter stray dogs, but apparently every time they try with Apollo, he immediately runs away to the top of the pyramid and they're not about to follow him.
I wonder how long it takes him to get up there. I spotted him. It's very small, but it was worth seeing, wasn't it? Well done, Apollo. Thanks very much, Antonia, with the papers on France 24.